وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. أخونا بارك الله فيك يا مهدي الدين حفظك الله. Yes, يا أخي, you are allowed to do dua in your sujood according to your own language, according to your own language. But I would like to give you an extra benefit. Look, the dua in our religion is two different types. The first type is the dua that came to us from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Means Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to practice it. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say it. You understand? For example, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru al-dhunuba illa anta faghfir li maghfirata min indika warhamni innaka anta al-ghafur rahim. هذا حديث حديثٌ عظيم في الصحيحين, حديث عبد الله بن عمر, حديث أبي بكر. أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يا رسول الله, teach me a dua that I can't say in my sujood. So he said him that dua. Memorize it. It's so beautiful dua. And imagine the Prophet ﷺ, he gave it to the most close human to his heart. Abu Bakr means for sure the Prophet ﷺ, he's gonna give him the thing that the most precious thing. You understand? Because you know how much he loved that man, alayhi salatu wasalam, radiallahu anhum. So I advise you to take it. And the hadith is authentic and sahihain. So this kind of dua, you need to say it exactly like how Muhammad used to say it, because it is not just any dua, it's the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet used to pronounce it by Arabic. Do your best to imitate him by the language and by the words, word by word exactly, without any decreasing or increasing. So this is the first type of dua. The second type of dua is when you say it according to your wish and according to your needs. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I want to get married a very beautiful and a religion woman. Ya Allah, give me the money that I could help my brothers to build their masjid. Ya Allah, you understand? It's according to your need, according to your wishes. So do your best with your own language, no problem. You understand? So the first one need to be exactly like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because it's tawqifi. The second one, it's according to your ability and your wishes, because it's ijtihadi. So I have a difference between the two different types. Barakallahu fiqh. This applied inside the salah or outside the salah. For the fard and for the nafl, all the same. Hadzakallahu.